Samantha Reinhardt is a dedicated aquatics instructor at the Greater Wyoming Valley Area YMCA. She's joined by Ed Snitko, who's a volunteer at the organization, both believing water safety is a must at any age. Samantha Reinhardt takes the story from here.
I teach in the morning all the way into the evening. Even after being maybe tired all day, it's one of the biggest rewards, seeing progress from people starting and maybe being afraid or not being able to do certain skills to where they are when they finish, and maybe they're swimming laps or just having fun and have that confidence with them. So having the opportunity for not only kids, but like adults and people with disabilities, having that option to learn how to swim, it's just so important and so necessary. Really, leading causes of death is due to drowning. It's just such an rewarding job.
I guess it starts with overcoming the fear of the water. How do you help them overcome that fear?
You have to build trust. A lot of times when you're coming into swim lessons, people think of it more as like you have to progress through all these skills. And I find that when you're rushing that progression or development, you're not really getting through to them. I have kids that don't even want to get their feet in the water. So maybe I'm bringing out a bucket of toys and we're just playing. We're just moving around. And that's the fun part about it. It kind of helps you to become creative. You're building their trust. You're letting them have a voice in what they're learning because, I mean, they're going to school every day and they're doing different activities. And sometimes they want to be able to say, you know, I want to do this. To be able to give them that option helps to build their trust and their willingness to listen to what you're saying and to learn from that. We might work on more of a progression. So maybe we're putting our ears in the water, our chin, maybe our eyes first, and then we work on the head, and then maybe seeing other kids do it. So the goal isn't to just dunk them and hope for the best. It's to work onto their level.
I would be very curious to find out, how do you work with people who maybe might be in a wheelchair, or how do you work with someone who maybe they're compromised in some way?
It definitely depends on every person coming in. So every person is going to have like a different story and a different ability on how they learn. Part of the reason why I love my job is it gives me the opportunity to be creative to help them learn on their level. So like, you know, if there's kids that have, you know, maybe ADHD, for example, or we have some kids who have developmental delays or, again, autism or anything, maybe if they don't understand a certain way that I'm saying it, or if they're more of a picture learner or visual learner, there's just different ways that we can take the overall broad curriculum and turn it to kind of work towards their goal. So maybe they don't like to get their ears wet and they don't like to just put their ear in the water. So maybe it's taking a watering can and just letting it flow over their ears, or like letting them dunk me a gazillion times to make them feel happy and to see it's not so bad. It's kind of, again, kind of going back to that statement of working towards where they feel comfortable and building them that trust and then going and progressing from there.
We're talking about different types of sensitivities that some of the youngsters might have. And once they overcome those sensitivities or they get used to the feel of the water, then what do you see in them?
Oh, it's so rewarding. Oh, my gosh. I actually had a kid that I just taught this past Saturday, and he hated getting his ears in the water. And I don't even know what happened, but his head just went back and he was just like, oh, and he just kept floating. It was so awesome just to see the mom watching it happen. Sometimes things just happen where it just clicks for them, where it's not as terrible. And then I couldn't get him to stop floating. So I'm like, now I told the mom, I'm like, well, I'm like, it's a positive because now he likes floating. But like the downside is now I have to get him to do other things. So it's just like that sense of they can definitely do it and showing even just their parents that it's capable of happening.
I guess it's that wonderful feeling, that sense of accomplishment that they feel that I'm able to do this. Mm-hmm. You have to challenge them a little bit more, slowly incorporate the challenges. How do you do that?
So we start to do more prompts. So like, so for example, like, okay, now that he's comfortable with floating, now maybe we can learn how to kick as he floats. Or now we're going to learn how to move his arms as he floats. We'll work on other skills that are called like swim, float, swim. So if he's swimming on his front, we're going to teach him when to take a break and float. So we incorporate different skills based on just that one skill that continue to help with his progression and stamina of learning.
Then they feel empowered, don't they? Even the children feel empowered.
Oh, their confidence is, like, you can see it. Like, they walk in, like, they're strutting through, and they're just so, like, excited and happy to be there. And it feels great because, you know, coming from a first day where the kid, I'll even use another example where I had a kid that came in where he was literally gripping me because he was petrified. He didn't feel comfortable at all. And then, like, right now, he's, like, on our adaptive swim team. So, like, now he's, like, still needs that confidence, but he's moving a lot more. all the kids that we teach to see that gradual progression and confidence and like their love of like water is just so amazing.
Now, Ed, you see that progression happening all the time because you are an instructor.
Right now, I'm teaching a gentle stretch class. I hate to even say teaching. I lead the class. So these are people, and they're not children. They're, you know, adults, and sometimes even advanced adults or seniors, and they get so much out of this. They, too, sometimes have a fear of the water. We stay in the shallow end. I guide them through different exercises for each body part, and we stretch that body part. They walk out of the class feeling so much better. They're in the water. Maybe they haven't been in a pool since they were a kid. They are doing something good for their bodies. They graduate even. Some of them come to me as post-surgical rehab, and they graduate to an exercise class, from a stretch class to an aquatic exercise class. And then they go on to the main area of the YMCA wellness facility. So they begin to work out with dumbbells and exercise equipment. So it's great to watch their progression over a period of months and see that they're now taking better care of themselves. It all started with a stretch class. We also have a program called the A-Team, which is our autistic kids program. And I volunteer with that program. And I'll tell you, I just love the participants in that program. To watch them especially appreciate things that I have forgotten to appreciate. They see things in a whole different light. And it actually is inspiring to me as an aging adult to watch these young people have such an appreciation for things that, like I said, no longer give me that awe.
Tell me what you see so that our audience can feel what you see.
We took the kids out to an orchard last year. I was with them on the hayride. And you're allowed to pick an apple. And so I watched some of them carefully select an apple. Everything has an appreciation. I would grab the first apple I saw. They were carefully selecting this apple. I even said to my friend, I wish I could regain that sense of awe. Watching them in the pool, they have so much fun. And again, that fear is gone. And I'm not saying this because she's sitting here, but that's because of Sam and her good work. The aquatic swim instructors are saving lives, really. We don't know down the road, will something happen where this child is in a situation, all of a sudden they're in water. And so to give them that gift is really saving a life.
Sam, you are extraordinarily dedicated to the aquatics program at the Y, teaching not only children but adults not to be afraid of the water. But that takes time, it takes creativity, it takes a lot of patience. Now, this may be a ludicrous question, but did you always like the water?
No. I really didn't fully develop into what I was doing until I became a lifeguard. And that helped me to kind of get more of an appreciation for being a swimmer because I didn't realize how hard it can be. When I first became a lifeguard, every shift that I was off, I was in the water teaching myself how to do freestyle and backstroke and a bunch of different things just because I wanted to get stronger as a swimmer. So from there is kind of where I found my passion in water.
That's really interesting. You know, when you're teaching the children and even adults, does it come in phases about getting them used to the water, getting them acquainted with what it's like to dunk themselves in and knowing that they have the ability to tread water? Tell us a little bit about the template that you follow to teach them step by step.
At the Y, we actually have a curriculum based off of that. So the very beginner classes is more about acclimation. So getting them in the water, getting them comfortable, working on safety awareness, but also fears of the water. And then we work toward like a water movement class. They're kind of already past that intro, but then developing their skills, working eventually towards stamina. And then we get into a stamina class. As they get more advanced, we have, you know, intro to stroke introduction, we have stroke introduction, and then we have competitive swim. So from 6 months all the way up until, usually it's around 12 right now, but now we're also starting to introduce teen lessons to offer kids, I think from like 13 to 18, the opportunities to learn how to swim as well. So we're all across the board.
That's amazing. Has anyone ever come to you later down in life and they said, you know, I joined the swim team in high school and I was an award winner because you taught me how to swim?
I do have some kids that come, like they'll come for birthday parties because we'll do parties at the Y. And they're like, Miss Sam, do you remember me? And it's like those moments though that make me feel great that they're older now, they can swim. And I was able to, you know, maybe it wasn't just me because we do have a lot of like amazing instructors that also teach at the Y that were able to help also with the kids that are at the Y. But it just feels nice to know that they were able to learn how to swim because we were able to help teach them.
You know, there are a lot of people that overcome challenges and they feel very triumphant when they learn how to swim. And you're there to try to teach them every step of the way. But what kind of challenges did you have to overcome in order to teach them to overcome?
Oh, so many. So when I first started actually at the Y, I never taught kids at all. I was not a teacher at all. And when I got into the position, they were like, no, like, this is kind of a part of your job, so you have to. So Mary Jean was actually the one that, she's been out with our Y for over, I think, around 40 years. And she's the one that I shadowed the most that's taught me as much as I know today. And there was actually one story that I remember that really, like, roped me in. And it was an adult lesson. And I remember when I was teaching her, like, I could not get through to her. And I still remember this day because it was the day that I was like, I want to be a teacher. And we changed the time of the class. It was actually during a water aerobic class. I remember that because there was music being played. And I could not get her in the water. And the minute that music turned on, she was in that water dancing. And I'm sitting there like, are you kidding me? But I just sat there and I was just like, that's what it came into my head about that creativity piece of like just changing the time, putting music on, just changed this whole woman's perspective of getting in the water and not being afraid. So like I locked in. I was locked in. I went home. I studied. I watched YouTube videos, everything. Like I took it more serious. And then I still have challenges today. But that's the one thing that I love about teaching is that you never stop learning. There's always a different way to educate. Sometimes kids teach me things that I didn't think I could do. And I was just like, this is why I do it. Like, I love it.
That's beautiful to hear. And we're going to be talking about a different group of individuals, the senior citizens, that maybe they have aches, pains, arthritis. Do you have classes that can accommodate their needs?
We are not empowered to act as a physical therapist. But there's different levels of classes. I teach, as I said, the gentle stretch class. It's very mild, very little movement except to stretch. While we're stretching, we're also toning. So it's a nice introduction. People get acclimated to what we have to do. Some people after the first session say, wow, I was sore after that, because we have stretched muscles that we haven't really worked on in a while. Maybe somebody led a sedentary lifestyle. So again, it's an introduction to the water and to exercise. We also then have an aquatics exercise program. People often call them water aerobics. Technically, they are not water aerobics, but they are resistance exercise and exercise that will elevate the heart level and the pulse rate so that there is a workout involved. Different instructors teach different levels of intensity. We have a few different instructors, and I always encourage people when they are ready to try a class like that to go to each instructor, see what class suits them best. Having been an instructor in that arena, I can also say my fellow instructors completely adapt. If somebody can't do a certain exercise, they teach them to do something modified. The main thing is we want to invite people, especially we have a great senior program called Co-Pilot. We work with the Area Agency on Aging in Luzerne County that funds some of our classes. And there's other opportunities. So if you're especially a senior citizen and you would like to examine some opportunities, there are opportunities at the YMCA that are free. We also have scholarship programs. If you are not in that age group, but it's a financial difficulty, I encourage people to come in, apply for a scholarship. You will pay a part of the fee to belong to the YMCA. So there's lots of opportunities, and we certainly want to make it available to as many people as we can.
Sam, now that we've heard about the diversity in the programs at the Y, what do you feel motivates you most to get up and do what you do?
My main motivator is actually my son. He is the reason I do everything I do. Between any of the adaptive programming, the lessons, you know, like in my mind, you know, my kid, as a parent, we always want things for our kids or to know, like, especially from a swim lesson perspective, that our kids can be safer around water. For him, it's just like he just motivates me to make sure, because if I want that for my kid, I want to be able to provide it for other parents that are looking for a similar avenue. It's kind of why I do what I do.
Is there a cutoff point when a person might be too old to learn to swim?
No. I know people think that. I have so many adults that come in, and Ed is one of them. And they tell me, I waited too long. I should have started when I was younger. And realistically, that's not the case. I mean, like, there's always a good time to start. People don't know, but the good time is, like, when we start with our parent-child is usually around 6 months. Even if they start when they're, like, 99, like, there's never a bad time to start. Like, the goal is the same across the board. If you come in and you want a simple lap, if you come in and just want to get your toes in the water and work out, everyone has, like, a going back to that. Everyone has a story. Everyone has a goal. And everyone can learn. they don't believe it. But that's where I think adult lessons are also really rewarding. I have so many adults, and it's harder because you're older, you're more developed, you can think a little bit more for yourself. But in reality, they can. And I, same thing we talked about earlier, like that look of that confidence of like, oh my gosh, I can actually do this. They look at me and I'm like, see, I wasn't crazy. I've told you you could do it. So anyone can learn. It's just getting to the ability to do it.
Okay, Ed, you can tell me your take.
I guess I don't feel like I would drown in a situation. I think I know enough, unless I'm in the middle of the Atlantic, of course. I'm hoping to move in my older years to a retirement community that has a pool. My goal is to swim a lap. I think I'm at the point right now where I could do it, but I still want to learn more about it. And because I now am older, I don't have the range of motion to be able to swim. Certainly competitive swimming is way out of the picture, but I just want to be able to swim a lap and then be able to turn around and swim another lap. That would be great for me. So my goal is different than somebody that really wants to spend hours swimming in the pool. Maybe that day would come. I love to exercise in the pool. It's just so much easier to execute a movement in water than it is on land. And we have resistance items there. We have, you know, foam dumbbells, different levels of resistance. There's lots of things at the pool deck that can be used to further one's physical ability.
When all is said and done, Sam, taking a panoramic vision of when you started, the fright that you felt at becoming a teacher, getting much more confident now with the kids and being creative, do you find that getting more difficult, being creative and trying to think of new ways and innovative ways? Does it ever get stale for you?
I've been in certification classes where some of my instructors that have taught me have brought like light to it, where sometimes when you're doing the same skills, the same thing, like you can kind of go into like a rut. Sometimes I catch myself where I'm like, you know, I'm doing the same thing, I'm getting bored. And I tell my instructors all the time, I'm like, if you feel like you're getting bored, then your students are bored. What new activity or game or something can I bring? It's trying to find creative ways that motivate them to want to keep learning as well.
Do you have many people on your staff teaching swimming?
We do have a few instructors, but I would love to hire more. Our programs are growing and we have more kids, especially when it comes to the adaptive swim lessons. We have more kids on our waiting list that I would love to get off. We have openings for adaptive swim instructor, just a regular swim instructor, and it is a really rewarding job. It's flexible, so it's really worth it. You can kind of schedule it based on what your availability is, and again, very flexible, and it's a fun job to work with the kids.
So how do they get in touch with you?
They can either call me on the work number, they can email me, apply on our website, because they'll have positions open there as well.
What is the website?
www.wvymca.org. The job description should be on the website as well. And then my contact information is on there too. So if they want to be a teacher, like I'm all for helping them and building their journey into teaching.
I'm glad you used the word journey, because you have been on a journey yourself with regard to teaching the children and all of a sudden having been put into this position where now you are an instructor and you were sort of reticent to do that, but now you love it. So what's the next chapter for you at the Y?
My biggest thing is just continuous programming, trying to promote safety to the community and teach them the importance of being safe around water. So being able to provide opportunities like that or grow our A-team programming and do more fun things in the community. So I don't know where my journey will be, but like, again, day by day, I just love the opportunity to continue to grow programs and to give opportunities to families to come out to the Y and take part in them.
Aquatics instructor Samantha Reinhart of the Greater Wyoming Valley YMCA, and Ed Snitko, volunteer in the aquatics department, both of whom share a passion for helping people get more confident while learning a vital safety skill. For WVIA's Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.